Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So, new titles from actor James Franco, self-help guru Timothy Ferris, and basketball coach Bob Knight will soon hit the shelves, but these titles will be coming from Amazon Publishing instead of the usual publishing houses. That's right, Amazon, the very same company that changed the way we buy books, is seeking to transform how they are published, too. Brad Stone, senior writer for Bloomberg Businessweek, wrote about it this week. His piece is Amazon's Hitman, mostly about Larry Kirschbaum, a publishing industry veteran who is now the man behind Amazon Publishing. And Brad, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
First, why is Amazon moving into the publishing industry?
I think they see it as inevitable that as ebooks move from 10 to 15% of the overall book market, you know, they're going to inch up. They'll be probably in a couple years, they'll be half of the book market, maybe more. And in that, with that kind of change, as we've seen in the magazine business and the newspaper business, you don't need the intermediary. There can be less distance between creator and consumer. And so I think they think, you know, someone's going to do this, and Amazon is a company that wants to disrupt itself rather than be disrupted, so they're jumping into it with both feet.
The intermediaries, really, the publisher and the bookstore, they might put both out of business.
Well, I mean, what Amazon would say is that it's a big market and there's room for everybody, but, I mean, that's certainly the fear. There is a lot of anxiety in the book-selling world about what this means. I mean, for publishers, imagine their position. Amazon is their largest customer, and now they're competing with them.
So this has a lot to do with the Kindle, right?
Of course. And with a dispute, what seems to be a sort of internal esoteric dispute over pricing. When Amazon introduced the Kindle, it said that all bestsellers were going to be $9.99. You know, they were sort of following the Apple playbook. They said that consumers would expect a cheaper ebook. And publishers, you know, probably rightly recognized that this would put enormous pressure on their other sellers, on the Barnes and Nobles and Borders of the world, who, you know, depend on a hardcover book price of $15 or more, $20. And the publishers reacted by moving to what is called an agency pricing model and by setting the prices themselves. And that dispute played out last year and in 2010. In fact, Washington antitrust regulators are looking at it. By publishing its own books, by hiring a guy like Larry Kirschbaum, Amazon's trying to take some of that control back. And the books that you mentioned, the book that I bought by the actress and director Penny Marshall, Amazon will get to set the price on that.
Listeners, do you care if Amazon is in the publishing business, if it weakens the old line publishers? We've talked a lot about the bookstores. What about the publishing houses? If you work at one, you can call up anybody else. Do you care? 212-433-WNYC. Or any questions about the business model and anything else you have to say or ask about this. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. For Brad Stone from Bloomberg Businessweek, 212-433-WNYC. Or post to our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show or tweet at Brian Lehrer on Twitter. So who is this Kirschbaum?
Larry is a big name in the New York publishing business. For years, he was the head of Warner Books. You know, they're one of the big six. Actually, it's a company that is now known as Hachette. They own Little Brown, a bunch of other imprints. You know, he did books. Do you remember the Madonna sex book in 1992? Authors like Nicholas Sparks, Bridges of Madison County. I mean, and everybody knows him, and everybody really likes him in the book publishing business. And then last year, he takes this job with Amazon, and it's viewed as this defection. And it's very interesting, the rancor that's out there and the animosity towards him, because, you know, he was a book agent for a couple of years before he made this move, before he went back into publishing with Amazon. And it is being viewed by some of his former colleagues as a betrayal because they think that Amazon is hostile.
If Amazon strengthens in the publishing sector as it hopes to, what happens to the book business here in New York City, the publishing industry hub, one of our local, you know, drivers of the economy?
I mean, that's the question. You know, how can the old model really survive in a world where ebooks are 70% of the market, where that distance between writers and readers can be so short. Nobody thinks that print books are going to go away, and you will probably need traditional publishers. But you know, it's not the most efficient business in the world. You know, you just have to point to that quirk that bookstores get to return unsold books, for free. They never pay for them, and publishers have to then take that inventory and basically write it off. You know, there's all sorts of inefficiencies, and Amazon here, you know, a company that's known for disintermediating and disrupting and making things more efficient and really grabbing market share for itself, now has the book publishers in its sights.
Should readers care? Why would a reader care if they're buying a book from Random House or from Amazon? And will it have any effect on the culture? Will it have any effect on the intellectual world, the cultural world of what actually gets published?
Well, Amazon would say that this is heaven for readers. And in fact, if you own a Kindle device, or if you own the excellent Nook from Barnes & Noble, or even the iPad, you're probably reading more right now. I know that's my experience. It's just so easy, you know, in buying a book wirelessly, being able to kind of sample chapters. It really has, I think, given a big boost to reading in one sense. But then you also raise the real long-term question. You know, there was a great story about Barnes & Noble and its Nook effort in the Times on Sunday, and it's really, for an old-line retailer, you have to give it credit for innovating so well with the Nook. And yet, you know, we saw what happened to Borders, and, you know, the fact is that once same-store sales start to decline with these big retailers, we saw it with Circuit City also, it's hard to reverse the trend, and Barnes & Noble is growing slowly now, but what happens when all that shelf space goes away? Now, then you've got the independent booksellers, and there are a lot of bookstores in New York and here in San Francisco that are beloved. I don't think they'll go away. But if Amazon does really get a stranglehold over the market, yeah, what's the intellectual life going forward? It's really hard to say.
No way to tell whether they'll take more risks on books that aren't obvious sellers, as the old line publishers used to, but aren't doing so much anymore as they've been getting squeezed.
That's right. And one thing you can say about Amazon and the Kindle ecosystem, they'll publish anything. I mean, there are programs for authors who haven't even sent their books to a traditional publisher to go in with just a couple of clicks, put it for sale on the Amazon Kindle marketplace. Now, getting that book discovered and selling it, it's another question. There are some great success stories, but, you know, my guess is that the large percentage of self-published authors are probably not being discovered.
John in Manhattan, does that include you? Have you been publishing books on Amazon just the way Brad was just describing?
Yes, exactly. And it's been hard. It's been very hard. But
I just
wish that there'd be an easier way to contact them. I mean, I think it's a really great service, and, you know, I think it's the way to go, actually. But they're just so hard to get in touch with.
You mean you want to ask them questions about how you publish
anything.
Your ebook and how you promote it or whatever?
No, anything. Like, you know, I have ISBN numbers. I promote it myself. But I would just like to know, you know, where do I stand? How many books are being sold? Where are they being sold? Where should I put my efforts? You know, stuff like that. And even my agent can't get in touch with them to find that out.
They have to tell you at least how many, don't they, because you get some kind of fees, right?
You would think so. You know, my wife complains about that all the time.
What's happening
with your books? I don't know what's happening with my books.
How does that work? Do you get a certain percentage of the sale?
You know, I really don't know. All I know is my agent sends me a check every once in a while and tells me how many have been sold.
I don't know. Lately,
he hasn't been able to get in touch with them, so I don't know what to do.
John, thank you. Good luck. Well, Brad, can you help John at all? And do you know the percentage that an author who self-publishes through Amazon would get?
It's one of the big benefits of just publishing right on the Kindle marketplace. It's about, my understanding is it's about 70%, which is, you know, incredible. But he raises a great question, which is, you know, publishing is a high touch business. You know, authors, you know, want some handholding, and Amazon is a company that generally views kind of human customer service as a flaw. You know, if they can't answer your question with an email, they think they've done something wrong. And you know, with the Amazon publishing effort, the hire of Larry Kirschbaum to publish front list authors, the big authors, they are hiring a lot of editors, traditional publicists, and the like to do that hand-holding. But I think when it comes to the kind of long tail or the self-publishing part of their business, they do want it to be automated.
Brad Stone from Bloomberg Businessweek as we talk about Amazon getting deeper into the publishing business. Crystal in Connecticut, you're on WNYC. Hey, Crystal.
Hi. I was actually calling, and your guest was just touching on this, about how the process of publishing through Amazon. I'm curious, you know, how does it compare through the process of trying to get a publisher that will print a hard copy book or, you know, even a paperback, just a physical book that you can hold? And if you publish through Amazon, is it only a Kindle version that can be released, or is there a Nook version? Is there a physical version you can hold? How does that all work?
Brad, go ahead.
Sure. So there are some options in the Amazon system to create a print book, and I'm not completely familiar with all of them. I know that they do have a deal with one of the large publishers, Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, to produce some paper copies of their bigger books. So these are books that have been self-published that have done very well, or some of the books that Larry Kirschbaum is buying. Then they also... they did buy an on-demand print publisher a few years ago. I know there's one asset they have called Book Surge, where you can print some paper books, have them sent to you, but then it's your challenge to go and distribute them. In terms of getting your ebook on the Nook or on Apple's iBook store, you'd have to go and submit that separately. So that's one of the big pains. We basically have these independent ebook marketplaces emerging, and they don't play well together.
Okay. And then a secondary question, if I can ask, is about the cost out of pocket for someone who wants to write a book. Does it cost? I mean, obviously, there's a cost involved in it. Is it expensive, or how does it compare to self-publishing or having a publisher do it?
Well, I mean, other than the cost of your time and of the lost wages when you could be working, it costs nothing to upload your book to the Kindle marketplace.
Crystal, good luck out there. We're almost out of time, Brad, but a couple of things coming in on our webpage. Somebody writes, I would be very interested to hear how your guest thinks this shift will affect academic as opposed to trade publishing. And somebody else writes, can we spell vertical monopoly, AMAZON? This is crazy, writes that person. When the seller controls the market and the product with overwhelming strength, it is time for government intervention. Amazon is just another corporation sucking the freedom out of the marketplace. Innovation, yes, but ultimately it is all about profits. Time for intervention. What do you think about it as a vertical monopoly?
I mean, you know what? It's a great point. I think that's ultimately where it's going if Amazon wins this battle. Amazon views itself as competing more against Google, Apple and Barnes & Noble now than you know, the kind of traditional booksellers and traditional publishers. And if it wins, it probably will have something of a vertical monopoly. And the irony is that it has influenced antitrust authorities in Washington and in Europe to look at the big six publishers and to look at Apple and the alleged collaboration on the agency pricing agreement.
And any effect on academic books, textbooks that you see?
Certainly. I mean, that market is nipping at the heels of the trade publishing market. We saw Apple make a big announcement earlier this month, deals with the textbook publishers, creating some textbook interactive authoring software for the iPad. You know, there are also some startups here in Silicon Valley, one called KNO, K-N-O, and one called Chegg, that are working on the interactive textbook market. And I know that Amazon wants to compete here as well.
Brad Stone, covering Amazon's forays into the publishing business for Bloomberg Business Week. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Brian.
And listeners, we'll take your calls next on President Obama's State of the Union proposal to make dropping out of high school illegal before you're 18. That is not the case in New York or New Jersey right now. It is in 21 other states, including Connecticut. What do you think of the idea? Should it be illegal to drop out of high school before you're 18? Call us up, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, and we'll take your calls and talk to an observer of this question in just a minute.